Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 29th of December, recording at 9:09 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. A quiet day in Asia, though more markets up than down. Most markets were up a little bit. Same with the European stock market, where the UK FTSE index had a pretty good day. Up 2.5% nearly, helped by the oil and miners, oil shares and miners. And the Dow and other U.S. indices spent pretty much the whole day in negative territory, but closed well off the actual lows of the day with very modest declines. Elsewhere, there was greater activity in currencies. The U.S. dollar was very weak early on, fell down to 79.63 on the U.S. dollar index, with the euro actually running up to 143.64. But as I speak, the euro is actually down on the day at 139.78. That's down half a dollar. Precious metals had a good day, but closed well off their highs as the dollar gave up or recouped its losses. And that's really the main story. Crude oil bounced around a little bit on the Middle Eastern news, is currently up $2.50, which pushes it back above the $40 level. Other commodities had rallied when the dollar was weaker, gave up most, if not all, of those gains as the day progressed. And government bonds, a little bit of profit-taking in some of the contracts here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, obviously a very quiet day as the year ends. And many people are still on holiday. Stock market indices are ranging generally, although there has been some drifting over the last week or so, and that has taken the U.S. indices closer to those early December lows than I would like to see. No important index that I am aware of has yet broken those levels, and some indices are looking quite firm, including Japan, which is just pressing on the upper side of a small range, albeit within an overall ranging pattern. But the Japanese indices are surprisingly steady. I say surprisingly, given the strength of the yen that we have seen recently. And the second section index, which has so often been a leader in the past, shows evidence of potential base formation development. And the financials have been relative outperformers in the last couple of months. Now, overall, probably one of the best performing, undoubtedly one of the best performing sectors since the October lows has been the Gold Bugs Index, with a number of individual gold shares doing extremely well. And that continued in here today. The precious metals, the most interesting development in precious metals in the last 24 hours, well, we also saw a bit of this on Friday, was that platinum has broken up out of that little range. Remember, I described platinum as sort of flatlining for a couple of months at very depressed levels. It ranged above that $800 level. And are mostly above that $800 level, and it's at 923 in here today. I featured that last in the last update that I had posted, And just before Christmas, what was so interesting to me was that the platinum gold ratio was right down near its historic lows. So I showed that chart. But the whole precious metal sector, I think, is interesting. If I have any concerns, well, there are always concerns. If you don't have any concerns, one's not being realistic, or it's a faith-based rather than analytical forecast. So what are my concerns about gold? Well, a lot of people are bullish, although not that many screamingly so. And I don't know to what extent it's represented in portfolios generally, but if you ask around, most people that are commentating are certainly friendly towards gold. Another point would be that how's the IMF going to complete its funding? And a very good question, because I don't know too many governments that will be keen to stump up additional funds for the IMF anytime soon. And they have a lot of gold, though, and they could sell some of that gold, and indeed had signaled, I think, earlier in the year or last year, or probably both, that they might well sell some gold. So that could be another short-term factor. But if the IMF did sell gold, what would happen? It would knock the price back quite sharply in the short term, and perhaps put a lid on upside progress for a few months. I doubt that it would have a more lasting impact than that. The other more important factors, as far as the dollar price of gold is concerned, is what happens to the U.S. currency. And my view overall is that the dollar is on its way down. I never agreed with the argument that the run-up in the dollar from July up into November, I never agreed with the argument that was occurring on a flight to quality, as people often said. It was started with some intervention, and then the breakout led to a reversal of short positions and the establishment of longs on a momentum trade. And a big factor coinciding with that period was a global deleveraging process. And if people had owned a lot of things that were denominated in US dollars, as they sold them, they were buying back dollars, as it were. And that would certainly apply to the deleveraging of commodity trades. And some of those, and of course, the dollar had been used as a carry trade currency as well. So I maintain that we've seen at least a medium-term peak in the US dollar, and it may well be more important than that, and that it is ranging back down now. I think it's a fundamentally weak currency, as I've mentioned before. I do not expect the US economy to be a leader in any way, shape, or form on the upside in terms of GDP growth. And we know that the US is printing a vast quantity of dollars. So why hold these low-yielding dollars? I mean, currencies, there are other factors. You always get the swings and roundabouts. Currency traders, forex traders, will trade in line with the trend, understandably and no doubt sensibly. But overall, it's a weak currency, and if the dollar continues to weaken, that will certainly be a tailwind behind these precious metals. Now, as far as the gold shares are concerned, I think they are, well, first, they're high beta relative to bullion. They had a climactic ending to the downside in late October. They are, therefore, I maintain, quite dependent on the stability of other stock markets. So, for instance, if Wall Street holds its current range, let alone moves higher, I think that would be bullish. That would be a tailwind for gold shares. On the other hand, if Wall Street were to break down below its November lows and resume the downtrend, then I think that would be a massive headwind for gold shares, meaning that they would fall really quite sharply, probably back to their lows. But currently, right now, stock markets are holding the ranges. There are reasons, if not to be optimistic, not to be too pessimistic about the outlook. There's some evidence of basing characteristics there. I do hold some gold share positions, as you know, and I've mentioned two of them today, the BlackRock Golden General Fund and Lihir, the Australian, and gold, which are the two biggest in terms of weighting in my personal long-term portfolio. But I actually prefer the metals, although I think that the extreme level that the shares had reached has favored the shares recently. It's a point that Owen has made on a number of occasions in recent weeks, and I agree and can see them moving sharply higher if the factors that I mentioned work out in their in their favor. But overall, I think the outlook for precious metals is really quite quite solid. And I think that's it for another day. I will be in tomorrow with another comment in audio. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.